In packaging, I should state straight away that nowhere do I come right out and address the central question, why would a normal person want to do this stuff, head on. I circle the issue continually, poke at it from behind with a long stick now and then, but at no point do I jump right in the cage and wrestle with the beast directly, mano a mano. I trace the roots of my own obsession back to 1962. I was a fairly ordinary kid growing up in Corvallis, Oregon. My father was a sensible, rigid parent who constantly badgered his five children to study calculus and Latin, keep their noses to the grindstone, fix their sights early and unflinchingly on careers in medicine or law. Inexplicably, on the occasion of my 8th birthday, this strict taskmaster presented me with a pint-sized ice axe and took me on my first climb. In retrospect, I can't imagine what the old man was thinking. If he'd given me a Harley and a membership in the Hell's Angels, he couldn't have sabotaged his paternal aspirations any more effectively. By the age of 18, climbing was the only thing I cared about. Work, school, friendships, career plans, sex, sleep, all were made to fit around my climbing, or more often, neglected outright. In 1974, my preoccupation intensified further still. The pivotal event was my first Alaskan expedition, a month-long trip with six companions to the Arrigetch Peaks, a not